Welcome back to another episode of Menopause It. I have another guest. I'm really happy to introduce all of you to. I'm meeting her for the first time today, but I've heard a lot. Here's what I've heard. Let me tell you all before you even get a chance to hear from her directly. But she was born in Brazil and raised across three continents, which instantly makes her way interesting to me. I'm like, oh gosh, so much there. But Natalie Lund is an artist turned hypnotherapist whose eclectic path from performing arts to tech, yoga instruction to film, led her to rapid transformational therapy in 2021. After 9 years in Berlin and recent relocation to Portugal, she now helps clients worldwide navigate trauma, perimenopause, ADHD, and self-worth struggles through her intuitive, deeply human approach. We like human here. This is the way we roll. As both a certified RTT practitioner and someone who's walked through many of the same challenges that her clients face, she brings not just professional tools, but genuine empathy and lived experience to every session. And she's bringing it to this session too, I can already tell. Her philosophy is beautifully simple. She doesn't believe in fixing people, but rather in helping them remember who they were before the world told them otherwise. This is the song we are singing with this channel and with this podcast. Natalie, I am so excited to welcome you to Menopause It. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, Rachel. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh my gosh, I'm thrilled. I know we were just talking about we met on Podmatch. And so as you can probably tell and anyone watching this, I'm looking for a very specific type of guest and I'm so pleased we found you. And I just compressed your lengthy experience and history and life experience and expertise into just a few sentences, but I want to give you an opportunity to, can you tell us a little bit more about yourself? You know, if you can include stuff like family, job, interests, obviously you've got geographic location down, but yeah, tell us more about yourself. We'd love to hear about you.
Oh, okay. Family, I have none. I used to be married, but divorced 12 years ago and have been living basically with my dogs since then.
Nice.
Freedom.
Well, do they really give you freedom? I'm sure. Now, are they demanding dogs? Or are they pretty chill dogs?
They're demanding. I have one dog. Actually, I have one dog and she is absolutely chill. She just needs her walks and affection. And I love walking, especially in nature. So that's all good. And she's small enough so I can fly with her in my bag. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's cool. Oh, that's so cute. So she's like a little pipsqueak dog. She's so cute.
She weighs 6.5 kilos. So up to 8 kilos, they can fly with me in the cabin. So yeah, she's absolutely chill. My dog before wasn't that chill, but also small. And, you know, it's easy to take them everywhere. So that's why I say freedom. I left Berlin going, what do I do with my life now? Because I just couldn't take it anymore. Couldn't take anything anymore. Couldn't take the shit of people. Couldn't take jobs. I couldn't take the noise. So I just packed everything with my dog into my little vintage car and off we went and came to Portugal. So the trip here was amazing. It was beautiful through France and Spain and, you know, it was so nice. And freedom. I felt so free. I've never felt that free in my life. So yeah, found a little house here in a tiny town with 280 people. And
that sounds glorious. Seriously, we're all like listening going, that sounds really awesome.
It is for a while. For a while it is. I needed it. I come from Sao Paulo, right? We've got over 20 million people. And then lived in Hong Kong and in Berlin and always big cities. So I'm a city girl. So I was like, no, I need change. So I came here and I'm here.
Wow.
And it's cute.
Well, it sounds amazing. I mean, I think change is going to be like a theme of this discussion because of the topic, but let's dig into it. So I always like to ask our guests, this can be a little bit difficult, maybe. It depends. I mean, it depends what everyone's experience is, you know, respectively, like everyone's got their own experience with menopause. But if our guests haven't guessed it from the actual sign over my head that's hanging over my head, it's very picturesque. It's very symbolic that it's hanging over my head. We're here to talk about menopause. And we're also here to talk about all the things that you address with menopause and, you know, some of the things that the ways you've approached it. But first things first, what is one word that you would use to describe menopause and your experience with it so far?
Wild.
Ooh.
It's been wild.
Yeah, it has. And everybody's got their own, you know, what's my wild barometer? But it certainly is that. How has it been wild for you? Tell me a little bit more about that.
So first of all, I did not know that I was in perimenopause. I had no idea. I had not heard about it much or at all, actually. But everything was weird. Like, everything was hurting. My shoulders were hurting. And that started when I was like 38 or something. So wow. I didn't even go that far thinking, oh, it could be something like that, you know, decreasing estrogen or anything like that. So I was like, okay, this is painful. And then I've got ADHD. And I had no coping mechanisms anymore. My coping mechanisms went to shit. And I was like, who the fuck am I? I am enraged. I am in pain. I don't understand what's happening. And everything was hurting. I gained weight. And I'm like, but I'm so young. Because everyone says, oh, but you're so young.
That's right.
And I'm like trying to figure out what was happening to me. Obviously, I studied rapid transformational therapy and started learning so much about myself and about the family I come from and all the trauma and everything. And I'm like, thought that had something to do with that until I heard a podcast with Dr. Mary Claire Haver. And she was just saying, oh, and, you know, shoulder pain and, you know, gain weight, brain fog. I'm like, what is brain fog? And it's like, oh, forgetting words. And I'm like, I forget the words in every language. I used to forget the word of the language I was speaking in.
Yeah.
But then I blanked out every other language as well. And I'm like, what is happening to my brain? And then as I was listening to that, I'm like, okay, I need hormone replacement therapy because I didn't feel like myself. I was angry all the time. I, you know, was in pain. And I was like, I need HRT.
Yeah.
Try and get some HRT. Try and get a doctor who prescribes HRT. And I was living in Berlin. I went to my gynecologist, said, look, I want hormones. And she's like, oh, you're too young. I don't care. I have all these symptoms.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, you know what? Depression. Well, get an antidepressant. Go to your psychiatrist. I was like, I don't have a psychiatrist. I know this is a symptom. Oh, you gain weight? Oh, well, eat less.
That was
the response I got. And I was like, no, I want hormones. She didn't give them to me. So I tried a different way. There's an app. I think you can use it in Germany and Austria, maybe Switzerland.
Yeah.
And I put in, I have all these symptoms. I'm in perimenopause, I think, I'm sure. Yeah. I want to talk to somebody who actually is pro-HRT.
Yeah.
And then this Polish doctor from a tiny island in the north of Germany contacted me. I got together with him. I said, look, I have all this. I want hormone replacement therapy. And he's like, okay. Yep. Sounds like, you know, your shit. I'm like, definitely. I've been studying it. I've been watching all the videos. I've been reading all the books. I've been reading everything. I'm definitely needing hormone replacement therapy. And so he got me the patch.
Nice.
For estrogen and the progesterone pills.
Yeah.
And I put the patch on. Everything was gone. Like, pain was gone. Depression was gone. Anxiety was gone. Brain fog got better. And then with the progesterone, I could sleep. I could sleep.
My gosh.
Which made everything better as well.
No kidding. Oh, my gosh.
So it was wild.
That is, everyone who is going through this has gone through it. And this is largely for people who are maybe about to go through it. We're having so much of the same story, right down to the medical professionals being like, come on now, you know, and just feeling that desperation of not being heard, not being understood, not getting actual, like, hey, here's an actual solution. And for you to have to, like, then go, you know, okay, fine, I'll go find it myself. I'd love, too, that you brought up, you know, Haver, that and I'm hoping to get her on the podcast as well, because I've heard that so repeatedly. We've got these things. There are some resources, not enough. This channel, this podcast is meant to be that too, but we've got some resources that some of us are encountering, and finally, like, hey, there's somebody who's telling me what is actually going on, and that's exactly how I feel. And here's, you just feel heard by that, right? Are you currently in perimenopause, or are you in menopause, or where about are you right now?
Perimenopause. So okay. I still bleed regularly, more or less, like between 19 and 38 days.
Yeah.
You never know.
I'm going to look this up because I always title the podcast, and I'm doing this right now. I should have done it before. How many days since, they call it days since last incident, since December 12th. So December 12th was the last time. So we are 245 days. So I'm technically perimenopause too, since the whole thing is like 12, it's got to be 12 months. So.
Nobody knows where that comes from.
No, I know. Nobody can say. It's like, well, so like, where is that from? It's just what we say and use. And you're like,
why?
Yeah. What's the, I don't understand. Like, where's the science? Where's the Pat science? And there is, there's not, there's not. It's so frustrating. And wild is a great, is a great word. I know, obviously you sought out care for yourself, but I know a lot of what you do can also help women address how they're feeling. And I love the whole thing too. I mean, your whole bio talks about the two, remembering who we were before anyone told us that we, you know, or our bodies even. So I was like, no, that's not you anymore. So I want to get into that for sure. Yeah. But I just a little bit more about yourself. From your perspective and your expertise in menopause, what's at least one major aspect of it that you'd like our audience to be aware of, especially if they're feeling the same kind of like, hopelessness about it? And like, it's, I don't know what to do about it. What do you want them to be mindful of?
That too shall pass. It passes. Okay. We know it passes. We just can't see it.
Right.
I think that's the biggest issue we're facing, but we know it does pass. And we'll have changed, which is fine. Change is good.
It can be. Let's talk about that because it is a change. It's the change, you know, what I think that's what my mother and probably her mother and people called it. You're going through the change. There's like a, I need to actually want to watch, do a reaction video to watching. I don't know if you ever saw the movie Fried Green Tomatoes.
Oh, it's a long time ago.
Yeah. Older movie for y'all who are out there being like, what is that? It's a great movie. But Kathy Bates plays a woman in there who is, you know, she's youngish, but she starts going through the change. And, you know, her dealing with all that, it's very much a side part of the movie. As people are, yourself and also other women are experiencing this change, going through whatever phase of it we are, I want to ask you about your approach. One aspect of your approach to helping others is through your expertise in hypnotherapy and RTT. Can you tell us, too, like, what is RTT? Can you define that for us a little bit for anyone who's not aware?
Yeah, RTT is Rapid Transformational Therapy. You might have seen podcast videos of Marissa Peer, who sort of started that. Mm. She was studying psychology, and then her professor said, oh, you know, you'll learn about your mind when you die, basically. And she's like, hell no. It has to be faster. So she went into hypnosis and started studying hypnosis, and then sort of got different modalities together and built rapid transformational therapy. So it is hypnosis.
Yeah.
Where I go back to the root cause of the issue the person is having right now, see where it comes from, and then get rid of that. Yeah. And then change that belief, because it's a belief that is stuck in your subconscious mind. It could be one tiny thing somebody said or something you heard or something that you even felt when you were in your mother's womb. So it goes far, that far. And that you don't understand. As a child, you don't understand stuff. You can't put things in perspective. It doesn't work, right? Because like until you're 5, 6, 7 years old, you think the world revolves around you. So anything your parents are fighting, you think it's your fault, right? Mm-hmm. So you have this belief. And that belief is stuck in your subconscious mind. And if you don't address it, it stays there. And then it, you know, drags out through your whole life. And what RTT does, it goes to that belief. And usually it's a moment. And then we sort of get rid of that belief. I've got different tools to do that. Get rid of that belief. And then that space that's in your subconscious, we fill it with positive beliefs, with good stuff, with strengthening stuff. So that's how RTT sort of works. Always depends. I've had wild sessions that were completely different, but yeah.
So for a woman going, experiencing menopause and all the things, it is physical. And you brought up some great examples. It's also mental. You know, there's psychological stuff going on, you know, the brain fog. I call it a mind fuck, really, because it's just like, you are, like you said, and we've talked to guests on here before too, like the things that used to work for me to have the physique or the build that I am used to, that is the comfort zone of my body, that's out the window. Suddenly, okay, I haven't changed my calorie intake, I haven't changed my exercise routine, and yet I am putting on weight and I can't stop. And that messes up. And let's get into that too, because it's like there's all these perceptions that women deal with, you know, weight or age or beauty or, you know, self-esteem and all these things that we're having to deal with anyway. And now mm-hmm. we're entering this, right? Well, everything's flipped on its head. How does your approach with RTT and hypnotherapy, hypnosis, how do you approach like a woman in menopause and say, okay, we're going to, let's tackle this, sweetheart. Okay. Let's go. Tell me about it.
Okay. So basically what we think, what we see becomes reality. So whatever we think, we visualize, that becomes our reality, right? Mm-hmm. That's basically how it works. So I go, what were you told about menopause? What do you believe about menopause? What is it you believe about aging, right? And that can be conscious or subconscious.
Yeah.
They don't always match. Most times they don't. Or oftentimes. So I go to that root cause, first of all. And then there's a tool called cell command therapy. I love that. It's my favorite tool. So basically, the idea is that, like, your body is connected to a network of intelligence, which is connected to your mind. And your mind controls that network in your body. And every cell has sort of a brain, a part of a brain. And you can actually tell the cells what to do.
Ooh.
So you go into hypnosis, you go into this very relaxed state. It's same as meditation, same as hyperfocus, same as, you know, when you're driving and you're like, huh, how the hell did I get here? That's the same brainwave of hypnosis. So it's not any like woo-woo at all.
Yeah.
So it's a very natural thing. So in that space, you can actually basically command the cells to do what you want. So I command the cells to do what you want me to do, right? And then, so we use that for the physical stuff, for all sorts of, I don't know, weight gain, controlling the hormones that they're more balanced and not like go away like this.
Wow.
And then because what you visualize tends to becomes true.
Yeah.
I do. I have a thing called, it's like the knob of volume. I tell the person to visualize that knob and you can turn down the heat, for example, right? So you visualize that the heat you're feeling in your body, you're just turning it down. I love it. It works so well.
I'm all ears. Keep going. I love this. This is amazing.
So I have different things. Also, another one that sort of you imagine like a vortex above your head, and that vortex is cooling you down. It's rearranging your stuff. It's getting everything, you know, everything that's bad, it sort of takes out like a broom. Yeah. It pushes it down, and everything good. So the brain fog, all these things, I use that tool with, and it's amazing. You can change everything. And you can, the best part, you can fast forward perimenopause.
What?
You can make your body believe that this is going faster.
Oh, everybody wants that. This is like, I mean, because there's so much I want to dig into this with too. Yeah, being like the main thing. Because it's like, I think we've all heard that going through perimenopause, menopause, it can take 10 to 15 years.
Yeah. And if we believe that, it will take 10 to 15 years.
Exactly. Like, you're like, well, and it's so frustrating because that everybody's so blasé about it. Like, yeah, that's good. Good luck with that. Well, just suck it up. You know, that this is what you can expect. Congrats on being a woman. You know, it's like, and I don't know if you feel this way too. I think so many of us are like, fuck that. You know, we're just like, no, yep. I don't need to settle for that. You're telling me that's my only recourse is just plug ahead, plow forward, and I'm just going to deal with it. And maybe I don't need to. Maybe there's some other options for me. But I love that you're bringing up this too, because I think all of us can relate. We've all been there. And maybe it was way before we even hit perimenopause or menopause that we're like, oh, I feel anxious and I'm starting to sweat. I need to calm myself down and cool myself down. Like, you're mentally trying to do that, right? And that's exactly what you're basically just putting that into, like, kind of like overdrive, saying, let's really make that happen, right?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And for the hot flashes too. I mean, all of us are like, oh my God, can I make that stop? And you're going to make a vortex, like, I'm just going to cool myself down. That's awesome.
I do actually on my YouTube channel, I've got a video for cooling down hot flashes and one that I just took all sorts of perimenopause, menopause symptoms and rattled them down. So you can download that, you can take it, you can use it for free. The thing is, your mind learns through repetition, so you need to listen to it more than once, right? Like habits change after 21 days, 28 days. So that's basically what we're doing, listening to it to 21 to 28 days.
Wow.
For free. It's there.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're absolutely going to link to your videos and stuff in the show notes. So please, everybody, go check that out, because that's why I was so keen to talk to you. I found you really interesting too, because we are all trying to find what is our path forward and can there be a different path? Can it be something different than my doctor telling me, oh, well, you're just depressed. Go get an antidepressant instead of, let's do a panel on you and see what your hormones are doing. Let's go ahead and get you, let's try hormone replacement therapy. And just to be honest, and I live in the United States, so obviously medical care, health insurance, self-care and all that stuff is different in different regions, but I pay out of pocket. My insurance doesn't cover that for shit. I mean, it's all out of pocket for me. And that is not a reality for some people to be able to afford even hormone replacement.
I know. So you mentioned in a video that it's quite expensive.
I just had it done. I do pellets. I get, you know, little scalpel, you know, distal incision in my butt cheek
muscle. Never heard
and
that.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not ideal, but that way it, like, over 3 to 4 months, then it just kind of slowly, you know, integrates into my system. But it's $350 every 3 months that I do that.
Wow.
So yeah. And that's a lot. That's a lot for people. I feel very privileged. I can pay for that, but it's a cost. But that's what I'm saying is we're all trying to find the options. What can I do? And you're providing that through something. I've always been fascinated by hypnosis and hypnotherapy. It's obviously, I think we've all heard of people where they've been quit smoking, for instance, where through that. And oh my gosh, really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. I found out why I was smoking. I was smoking to fit in because I've moved so much in my life, right? School, I was in 10 schools in 10 years. Well, in 13 years.
Wow.
But, you know, to fit in somewhere, we need to fit in. As human beings, we need to fit in or else we don't survive, right? And especially as teenagers. And I started smoking to fit in because at least I was standing with the smokers. I had a group.
Yeah.
And once I figured that out, I quit smoking and it was easy. It was super. I didn't need anything else. I just needed to know because I wanted to quit smoking, right? You need to want to quit smoking. And I've helped tons of people as well.
My gosh, that sounds so amazing. Oh my gosh. So yeah, so you realized that, but you knew it was possible. And yeah, like we said, the whole mind over matter thing is for real.
Yeah.
That you're putting that into play by just saying, well, let's work with that mind a little bit. And I love the volume. That is such a great, because I can picture it almost saying, I'm going to turn that guy down. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not going to feel that way or have that my body do that. And it's amazing.
My body will be cool and fresh and feeling good.
Oh my gosh. We all want our bodies to feel cool and fresh and feel good.
There's one other thing as well. Just a breath thing, because I do lots of breath work. If you can, not everybody can genetically. Do like a straw with your tongue. And when you suck in the air through your tongue, the saliva evaporates and it cools down your body. So that's a tiny quick fix if you're like, I'm so hot.
I am totally, it's going to be 99 degrees today in Denver Fahrenheit. I'm totally going to try this because I've always just been like, oh, I can roll my tongue. I never thought of there being a practical application of that. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Everyone try it and put in the comments if it worked, because I'm just like, I'm totally going to try this today and I will come back and say like, okay, I'm going to give it a shot. I know we're running close on time, which I could talk to you about this for hours, but I'm so glad you have a YouTube channel because we're totally going to make sure people go and check that out too. Let's imagine everyone who's watching this, who's not hit, a woman who has not approached perimenopause yet. They're feeling great. They're not there. It's on the horizon for them, but they're not there yet. What would you want to say to them? Just whatever you want them to be aware of before they hit that.
One thing, careful with perimenopause and pregnancies. Because around me, many of my friends got pregnant.
Oh.
And they're like, but I was, I had my period.
Right.
Yeah. But you ovulate once you have your period sometimes, or right after, or whatever. It's so screwed up. So be careful. Be careful. Because one of my friends, she had to, or the fetus was sick. It had no chance of survival. The other one was like, this is like the worst time of my life. But she had her baby. And when she saw my video, she's like, oh, that explains. But nobody talks about it. Another friend, she went and had it taken out. She was like, yeah, okay, then I'm in perimenopause. Because you only notice really late as well. Because you're thinking, oh, okay, yeah, it's perimenopause. So make sure you know about perimenopause, that it exists, what can happen. And be careful.
Yeah.
If you're sort of approaching mid, late 30s, honestly, be careful.
Yeah. Yeah. Be smart. Use protection that's there and just know that's a real, that's really good
advice. Or get your husband or partner to use protection, or get a vasectomy or, you know, there's other stuff men can do. Yeah.
See, I even fell into the societal like, oh, it's up to just the woman. No, you can get your partner to take care of that as well. Come on. No, I appreciate you calling that out. It takes two to tango, therefore both can, you know, both parties can
take
care of that.
Men can impregnate 5 women a day.
That's right.
A woman can only get pregnant once a year, so it's a man's job.
This could be a whole nother episode we could get into with that, girlfriend, because we'd be like, oh my gosh, it's like, it's great that we have the capability. It is not just up to us, okay? Thanks. Exactly. I know you brought her up already, but let's touch on her again. You mentioned one of the resources already, but we are all looking to lean into resources that help us get through this. What has worked for you? Who do you recommend that we all look at too for additional resources around menopause?
So Mary Claire Haver on Instagram, she's phenomenal.
Nice.
Kelly Casperson, she's a urologist, and she talks a lot about testosterone because nobody talks about testosterone, and our testosterone decreases as well. And talks a lot about vaginal estrogen, which is another thing nobody hardly ever talks about.
That's right.
You can also put it in your face, actually.
What?
It's a cream. Yeah. But
I am learning so much right now. Just like you are blowing my mind. I'm like, oh my God, I love my own podcast.
I got deep into that subject
because I was
spinning out of control there. Yeah.
Those are some great resources.
I don't remember who posted about ADHD and perimenopause.
Ooh.
And the struggles of having the hormones fluctuate that much.
Yeah.
I'll try and find it and I'll send it so you can maybe.
Absolutely. We'll drop it in.
I'll put it in the comments.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's do it. Oh my gosh. These are great.
That helped me too, because I was like, why am I noticing that I have ADHD? Before, I didn't really notice it. I was, hyperactive and, my brain, scattered brain, whatever. But it was okay. I could cope with it. But then I couldn't. And I was noticing it and I was just paralyzed so many times. I'm like, what is happening? So I'll find the video that got me like, oh.
See, that you've been making me do that this whole video. So I love that. Let's bring more of that on. We're going to dial back from menopause a little bit, but we're going to ask some really good questions to help our audience get a chance to know you a little bit. All right. If you could catapult yourself away from real life, where would you picture yourself being? That's just like, oh, I'm away from everything real and now I just can live in a fantasy for a little bit.
A little hut on the beach. I stayed in a little hut in the Philippines on the beach, on the sand. That was wonderful. Mm. So anywhere there.
That sounds glorious.
When you hear the waves at night. Mm.
Well, let's picture if there was a bonfire out in front of that hut. What article or type of clothing have you decided we should cast into the fire of 1,000 suns, never to have to be worn again?
High heels and bras with wires.
Girl, oh, I have discovered wireless. Oh my gosh. Where? Why?
Why did we ever wear that?
Dude.
The first thing I used to do when I came home from work was open. No, a declasp in the back. Unclasp.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I actually have the thing we go to bed at night and I, take my wired bra off and I'd be like, release the Kraken, because I'm just like, Oh my God. They're free. But now you don't. So y'all, they're around. Just go find the wire. It's a small section for some reason, but go get yourself a wireless bra. You will never freaking go back. Not even kidding.
No.
Oh my God.
I don't have any bras anymore. I wear tops and wireless bras. That's all.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. There's just no. Yeah. Why? It's fine. Lastly, is there a charity or a for good cause or organization you'd like our audience to know about that's making a difference? And, you know, sometimes we have all this rage and we want to make some action for good. Where can we direct our energy? Where do you recommend?
I like animal shelters. Mm. So helping animal shelters in your town. There are eSIMs that you can buy and send to an address that people in Gaza get.
Awesome.
Because they get their internet turned off and everything. So you can buy eSIMs and then send it to an email address and they will give it to a person in Gaza.
Nice.
And anything that helps women, women shelters. Before I moved here, I went to a women's shelter and I gave them all my clothes that I didn't want to take with me.
Yeah.
I also bought some diapers, sanitary products, that kind of stuff.
I love that you bring that up too. And all of those are good. We're going to link to some of these. Do you have a specific organization we could link to for the eSIMs for Gaza? Is it Nomad?
Yeah. Nomad. Yeah, it's Nomad. Exactly.
Nomad eSIMs for Gaza. Excellent. We'll do that. But I appreciate that too. hey, ladies, especially as we're going through menopause and our fluctuating sizes and maybe instead of chucking that, you know, the high heels or the bras into the fire of a thousand suns, we can go donate it to a woman's shelter of someone who else could use it. That's certainly, so you don't have to burn it. You could go give it away. But yeah, there's the Samaritan House is one here in Denver. Every 3 months we'll take a big bag of my clothes and just go, because those are women who are, whether they've got, you know, dependents or not, but they're just trying to find their life again and get back on their feet. And sometimes that stuff can help. And thank you for bringing up the sanitary products as well, the women's hygiene. That's a big
one. It's so expensive. People can't afford them.
No.
It's a problem. It is a problem.
Well, and y'all, if they're premenopause, they're bleeding. And if they don't have that stuff, and that's something that they need. So just remember that next time you are going to go drop off anything, just include some of that. That's really important. But awesome recommendations. Most importantly, I know we're going to link to your YouTube channel in the comments, but where can we find and follow you online? Because you've given me some new ideas and resources during this podcast. So I just want to make sure we can find you. Where can we find and follow you online?
Okay. So I have a website called The Lighthouse Therapists. It has to have the S. RTT with Natalie on YouTube, on TikTok, and on Instagram. I work online. You don't have to come to Portugal. I mean, you can, but I work online.
That is brilliant. And thank you for that. Telehealth is an awesome... Who knew? We could just get healthcare over the internet. It's great. Awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We'll link to those in the show notes and everyone go follow Natalie, check her out. And again, go try the thingy today if you're hot and need to cool down. So that's been the Day Since Last Incident podcast on the Menopausit channel. Thanks so much for watching and listening. If you liked this video or reacted strongly to it, like it right here. If you would like to hear more and like to keep commiserating and learning, subscribe. That'd be great. Really appreciate it. And share it with folks. That's a big way too. But yeah, thank you so much. And we'll be back with some more content here on the Menopausit channel.